Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Hope you enjoyed our Jackson Hastings interview this morning. If you haven't listened yet, go back and have a listen. It's part one. There'll be another part two, potentially a part three coming over the next few weeks. So stay tuned for those. A cracking interview with a champion kid. But there's something that I want to talk about today. And I often talk about that at the moment, there's a big gap between the way that rugby league does social media and the way that sports around the world do social media, and that we're still very cagey at the moment, and it's starting to change. And I spoke last year about the Penrith Panthers, the way that they allow everyone into their change rooms. They have live Instagram videos in their change rooms. You see what they're doing during the week. You see the game of basketballs. You see what they're wearing to training, all that sort of stuff. And yes, granted, it is heaps easier to do that sort of stuff when your team's doing well, when you're winning 17 on the trot. I understand that. You look at the other end of the scale, the Brisbane Broncos. I mean, we all saw that video at the start of last season where you had Anthony Seibold sitting in his bunker. You know, he had their training footage up on the screen. He was using those pens to show what was going on, who needed to be where, what needed to be happening, just like the NFL sort of that sort of stuff. And you know, Anthony Seibold talking about, I'm here at 4 a.m., I'm doing this, I'm doing that. It all looked fantastic. It all looked so good. Their training looked unbelievable. We got to the start of the season. Brisbane win their first game or their first two games. I think they won their first two games off the COVID break. And Brisbane are flying. Everything's looking pretty. We come back from COVID. You got players coming in, you know, their drip clothing, and there's all these footage of the guys walking down the tunnel to their change room, all in their nice gear and showing off, and a bit leery. And you know, it was fantastic content. Everyone got really into it. Everyone enjoyed it. All of a sudden, you know, the Brisbane Broncos start losing, and it's radio silence out of Brisbane. No one's showing up to training in new kits anymore. There's no videos of that sort of stuff coming out. There's no videos of Anthony Seibold telling everyone how much of a genius he is. He's the same coach he was 6 months ago. But all of a sudden, the context of everything changed. And this is something that worries me with rugby league social media. And this is something that, like, the YKTR boys and stuff have been talking about for a while. And, you know, I've seen something over the last few days that I think is brilliant. And it's coming out of the New Zealand Warriors. And I think the Warriors, they are doing a lot of things right in rugby league. They're in a more difficult situation than just about any team ever has been at the moment. But they're making the best out of it. Now, there is a Facebook group at the moment on Facebook. Obviously, it's a Facebook group, but you can join it. And it's called On the Road with the Vodafone Warriors 2021. Now, all this is the Warriors CEO, Cameron George, getting behind a GoPro, going to every training session, talking to players at the end of training session, talking to Nathan Brown, showing what they're doing during the night. You know, they're all getting together. They're having cultural nights. So, like, they had a Samoan cultural night the other night. They had a Tongan cultural night. And you have the Tongan and the Samoan players leading this. And they get up and they do a cultural dance. They explain the significance of their culture. And, you know, this is fantastic. This is what we should be seeing. You saw at the end of last season, the Melbourne Storm were doing it as well. You saw the Melbourne Storm, they had a big ping pong tournament, yeah? So you had Nicho Hynes, you had Cameron Munster dressed up like gooses walking into this arena with all the players getting around it. It was fantastic. It allows you to build a relationship with the players. It's the same as the Melbourne Storm again. I'm going to use them again. They're just such a perfect system. You got the 4-point collectible boys. Off the top of my head, it's Kenny Bromwich, it's Shandor Earl, it's Jerome Hughes, it's Ryan Pappenhausen. There's someone that I'm missing, I can't remember though. Brandon Cheesham has been involved with it. Cameron Munster's been involved with it. And, you know, they're selling basketball cards there and they're doing breaks and stuff. And it's fantastic. And Melbourne's embraced that. I think it's brilliant. And what the Warriors are doing here, this is really special. This is documenting something that, fingers crossed, we will never see in rugby league again. You've got the New Zealand Warriors based in Coffs Harbour or Tamworth or wherever they are, and you get to see behind the scenes. And the best thing is, now it's not a kid on work experience. It's not their media manager. It's the CEO. It's the CEO walking around to these guys. So there's no way that a player can go, no, I don't want to talk to you. It's the CEO. He's paying your bills, champ. This is brilliant. I love to see this. This is like Nick Politis walking around Bondi with a GoPro talking to people. It's fantastic. And Cameron George, yes, he's a CEO, but you know what? He's getting in with the boys. He's getting in with the team. This is what his franchise is built around, these guys and the engagement that he can get out of these guys. I think it's brilliant. You know, there was a video the other day of Eli Katoa leading his cultural dance. Fantastic to see. So good to see. They got guys like Slade Griffin on the staff there that we had on the podcast last year, talking to Slade about what he's talking to players about in their one-on-one sessions, where he's sitting there with a laptop in front of them. What are they doing there? What's going on? Talks to Nathan Brown. He then had Nathan Brown's young bloke that he spoke to as well. Builds a relationship with these guys. It's fantastic. You got Peter O'Sullivan, who I had on the podcast. They spoke to O'Sullivan the other day. Just a one-on-one on the side of training, talking to him, asking him a few questions, giving his honest opinion. It's fantastic. And I think it's great for Cameron George that he's getting out there and he's doing this sort of stuff. It is so good. It is, as a, if I was a member and a fan of the Warriors, I would be feeling so good about this. And I think it's great that these players, they're in a tough situation, but they can share it with the fans. They can be embraced by the fans. And I love this sort of stuff. I don't know why every single club isn't doing this. And I understand that, you know, CEOs can't always have the time to do this or whatever, but you should have a media manager. You should have a former player. You should have someone walking around with a microphone with a GoPro. You don't have to show everything, obviously, but, mate, fans want to know what's doing with their club. Fans want to know who's training where, what's going on, and I think this is brilliant. I think it is so good, and I'm really excited the way the direction that the NRL is heading. This is where we should be going. That is interesting content. That is content that people want to see. People want to know what the Warriors are doing Monday to Friday. People want to know what the Warriors are doing Monday to Friday in New Zealand. Tell me people aren't 10 times more interested in knowing what the Warriors are doing in Tamworth. How are they passing time? What are they getting up to? What are the attitudes of the fellas? At the end of training, when they're all finished, they're having a drink. Who's standing with who? Who's Benny Murdoch-Masilla, who's just arrived here? He's 29 years old. He's walked into this squad with a lot of young guys. Who's he hanging out with? Is Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, is he talking to the coach? Is he cracking jokes? Is he with the young fellas? What's doing? I want to know all these things. I think this is brilliant by the New Zealand Warriors. I highly advise you jump on Facebook, join the group, and have a look at it. It really is something special. It's revolutionary for me. I love this. On the road with the Vodafone Warriors 2021. Make sure you jump on there. Even if you're not a Warriors fan, support the cause. I think this is fantastic for rugby league. Well done once again to the New Zealand Warriors. They are constantly moving the needle in the right direction.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.